Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Living Daily, Episode 96, The 22nd Beast Mode Berserker Challenge by Steve Kam of NerdFitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, old friends. Welcome to OLD, or Optimal Living Daily. This is another edition of Wellness Wednesday, brought to you by Nerd Fitness, which is a huge health and fitness blog that caters to more of a beginner or nerd crowd, which I appreciate. And this post today was actually recommended by a listener. She said that she was so happy that I was reading from Nerd Fitness, and that she especially loves this post that I'm about to read you. So I checked it out, and I agreed it's worth the read, or the listen, I should say. Now, it might be a little longer than my normal reads, and there's definitely some nerd stuff in there that went over my head, but stick with it, and I think you'll appreciate it. And speaking of appreciation, if you like this podcast, you can show your support by doing something completely free and even beneficial for you, and that is to join my weekly newsletter. You get entered to win a book every month, plus you get a couple of free gifts right off the bat. So to join, you can text the word OPTIMAL to 44222 or visit my site oldpodcast.com. It's that easy. And that's it. Let's start optimizing your life. The 22nd Beast Mode Berserker Challenge by Steve Kam of NerdFitness.com. 20 seconds, 1/3 of a minute, 1/4,320th of a day. Today I'm going to issue a challenge and it'll only require 20 seconds. Sure, 20 seconds doesn't seem like a lot of time, but I've come to learn that when it comes to getting healthy, taking risks, and living a life worth living, 20 seconds is often more than enough to change one's life. Right now, you probably think I'm crazy, which is fine because I definitely am crazy, but I'm also right, and I'm going to prove it. The realization. 2 weeks ago, I was in Brazil for Carnival, and my friend Chris brought up the concept of, quote, 20 seconds of courage. He had just recently watched the movie We Bought a Zoo, which I've since watched and really enjoyed, in which Matt Damon's character meets his wife by mustering up the strength for a mere 20 seconds of courage to talk to her, despite being a complete nervous wreck before and after. Had he never taken those 20 seconds to step outside of his comfort zone, he never would have met the love of his life. Last week, I randomly made a comment on Twitter about a series of books I used to read as a kid, Redwall. If you're not familiar, these fantastic books are basically epic fantasy novels, but with mice, foxes, weasels, and eagles. I received a crazy number of responses, but there was one comment by my friend Reese that immediately started turning the gears in my head. Quote, at Reese, Salamandastron FTW. At Steve Kam, I know, right? Lord Earthstripe's Bloodwrath is epic. If I ever get a chance to do anything with the term Bloodwrath, I'm in. At Reese, what's stopping you? Unquote. You see, Lord Earthstripe was the badger lord of an epic mountain under attack. At one point in the book, Earthstripe flips on his blood wrath switch and goes into a super invincible crazy badger attack mode, obviously laying waste to all of his enemies in the process. Hopefully by now you definitely think I'm crazy, but I swear there's a point to be made here. The idea of, quote, blood wrath got me thinking that this concept was just like 20 seconds of courage or even the berserker mode that old Norse warriors would enter before going to battle. Berserkers were Norse warriors who are reported in the old Norse literature to have fought in a nearly uncontrollable trance-like fury, a characteristic which later gave rise to the English word berserk. Most historians believe that berserkers worked themselves into a rage before battle. If you've ever played any video game, you're probably well aware that the concept of a, quote, temporary power-up is an important part of nerd history. Super Mario Brothers. Star power makes Mario invincible for a short amount of time. He's normal before and after, but in those few seconds, he can cover some serious ground and wipe out a lot of Koopas. Will Ferrell in Old School. He puts together less than 20 seconds of pure genius in his debate with James Carville. Sure, afterwards he has no recollection of his answer, and before he was probably freaking out, but this 20 seconds saved his fraternity. Transformers. Some Transformers had the ability to transform from a robot into an animal form just for a time. This was referred to as beast mode. NBA Jam. Score 3 dunks in a row with the same person, and that person is on fire. They turn from a regular NBA player to a basketball god, capable of ridiculously amazing dunks. Boom shakalaka. And it hit me. If Lord Earthstripe could have his blood wrath, Norse warriors their berserker mode, and Matt Damon his 20 seconds of courage, why can't I have a berserker mode of my own? And why can't you? The application. Now, a real-life application of blood wrath / berserker mode might be slightly different than described above. We're not going to send you into battle, and we're not expecting you to fill yourself with so much rage that you black out. Instead, your 20 seconds will help you overcome real, everyday barriers. Afraid of the free weight section at your gym? Turn on berserker mode. Give yourself 20 seconds and walk back there before you realize how scared you are. After your 20 seconds are up, you can go back to being afraid, but you're already in the free weight section, maybe even with a weight in hand. Might as well do the workout now, right? Who cares about the people around you? They're too busy being self-conscious anyway. Don't think you can start your workout? Too tired? Turn on the blood wrath, baby. Put on a great freaking pump-up song, jump around, psych yourself up, and just get started. Don't worry about what happens in the 20 seconds after you get started. Just focus on those 20 seconds that are needed to get you out of bed or out the door. Afraid to sign up for a class? Afraid to try something new? No problem. Be afraid. Then turn on fire mode. Sign up in those 20 seconds and make your commitment before you have a chance to back out. All of a sudden, you're signed up and have to follow through. Are you typically a pushover? Do you never stand up for yourself at work? Beast mode. At the next meeting, take 20 seconds to really stand up for yourself and present your opinions. Work up the courage to begin the conversation with your boss about getting that raise you deserve. Once you're in the office and the conversation has begun, you might as well keep going. See that cute girl / guy at the coffee shop? Normally you say nothing and then go home and wish you had? Give yourself 20 seconds of courage. Be scared shitless before and scared shitless after, but give yourself 20 seconds of courage. Quote, hey, I need to get back to my friend or work, but I saw you from across the room and think you're really cute. Can I buy you a cup of coffee sometime? End quote. At the very least, give them a drive-by compliment. You'll never have to wonder, what if? Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu once said, quote, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, unquote. Well, a life where you actually get what you want and deserve begins with 20 seconds of courage. Make the step. Approach that girl or guy. Sign up for that club or class or speaking engagement. True story. I am terrified of public speaking. I literally have to look into a mirror and give myself a pep talk before I go out on stage, whether it's at Google, TEDx, or a classroom of college kids. However, once I get through my berserker mode of 20 seconds, I find that everything else becomes so much easier. I guarantee in each and every one of the instances above, that thing you're afraid of is much less complicated, scary, or difficult than you're making it out to be. So don't worry about the task or your fears. Just focus on your 20 seconds of courage. The 20-second beast mode berserker challenge. Quote, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway. John Wayne. Quote, do one thing every day that scares you. Eleanor Roosevelt. Quote, you know, sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage. Just literally 20 seconds of just embarrassing bravery. And I promise you, something great will come of it. Matt Damon in We Bought a Zoo. Today, I'm laying down the gauntlet. I'm issuing a challenge to myself, and I want you to join me. I'm challenging us to implement 20 seconds of berserker mode every day in some way. try approaching someone you find interesting and talking to them, taking more initiative at work, doing a new workout or exercise, talking to a complete stranger, saying yes to something you normally say no to, going to that part of the gym that you're afraid of, signing up for a new class, eating a new food that you normally avoid, leading an army of Transformers against the Decepticons, and so on. Do you have a 20-second mode? What do you call it? What kind of things are you capable of in those 20 seconds? We've created a new thread on the NF message boards in the Woot Room where you can share your 20-second Berserker mode success stories, and I want to hear about it. Beast mode activated. Who's with me? You just listened to the post titled The 20-Second Beast Mode Berserker Challenge by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I thought that was a cool post and was recommended by an OLD listener, like I said earlier, so I appreciate that. And if you have any post suggestions as far as topics or authors, you can let me know. Just visit oldpodcast.com and you can get in contact with me there. And while you're at it, you might as well join my free weekly newsletter because I give away a book every month to a random subscriber and you get a few other gifts. So definitely check that out at oldpodcast.com. Or you can also join by texting the word optimal to the number 44222. And that's it for Wellness Wednesday. Tomorrow's a post from Ramit Sethi of I'll Teach You to Be Rich, but not about money, believe it or not. Just some good old motivational psychology type stuff about dealing with criticism, which I'm sure all of us could benefit from. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.